Shout out, of course, for giving me the talent to play here and just being alive and guiding me to Vanderbilt University. I'd like to thank my coaches, Coach Johnson for offering me the scholarship, Coach Fisher for really helping me become the receiver that I am today and just continue to help me sharpen my skills. And I just want to thank Media Relations for all they've done for me publicity-wise. And I just want to thank the Vanderbilt University. I mean, I love Nashville, so. I mean, I'm here, and we felt like we played a great game today. I mean, it was a hard fight. I mean, we ended up with the W, so I mean, we just try to continue to roll.
Earl, you said all along it's always about the team for you, but is there going to be a point in time down the road for you when you're going to look back on this, see your name in the record book, and really take some pride in what it means to see your name at the top?
I'm not sure. I mean, right now I'm just taking one day at a time, and I just focusing on this season, worry about again, you know, so a bowl game, helping the team the best way that I can. I mean, individual stats, things like that, really don't matter to me. I mean, I'm just more of a team-oriented guy, and I'm just delighted to be playing on a team like I am today because, I mean, we got some fierce competitors on our team that just go out and give their all, so, I mean, I'm just delighted to be playing with them.
Earl, what is it particularly satisfying for you to be able to get the record on a third down conversion catch?
I really wasn't thinking about the catch. I was just more trying to continue to keep the ball rolling. I mean, it was third down, and we needed a big play, and so I just tried to help the team and catch the ball and just keep us rolling. I think we got a touchdown out of that series, so I mean, it really helped us a lot.
Earl, what does it mean to you when you think of all the great wide receivers who played in this league to have your name at the top of the list all the time?
I mean, it means a lot. I mean, there's been a lot of guys who played in this conference, and I mean, just to be notice among some of them, I mean, it's kind of overwhelming because I never thought that I'd be in this position right now. And to just be, I mean, just mention among some of the great names, I mean, like Bart Gaskin and all the other guys that played, and I mean, it's just overwhelming for me.
How surprised are you, Earl? I mean, I know in high school you followed basketball probably more than football. How surprised are you to now set this huge, huge football record?
I mean, it's very surprising. Like you said, I grew up a big basketball guy, and once I got to high school, my height didn't work out for me. So, I mean, I turned to football, and I mean, things been working out for me. And, I mean, I just thank God for guiding me to this sport. It's giving me the talent. I mean, it's not a day that go by that I don't give God glory because, I mean, he's done so much for me.
Carl, you have not been getting the ball as much the last three games. Was there a concerted effort by the staff and your teammates maybe to get you the ball a little bit more this week?
I mean, I'm not really sure. I feel like if the coach is feeling it, that I need the ball, then they'll put me in the position to give me the ball. And I mean, we got a lot of playmakers on our team. I mean, you got Sherman Walker, George Smith, Kaysen, Chris Nixon, Mackenzie Adams. I mean, we got a whole cast of guys who can also play and get the ball. So it's kind of hard for a defense to really start to scheme on me now by those guys stepping up and playing hard.
Is there any sense of relief at all, Earl, that this is finally behind you and you can just kind of play?
I mean, I really never thought about it. So, I mean, it really hasn't been on my mind. So I've been relieved the whole while just playing hard. I mean, not thinking about it. I mean, a few guys are coming to me on the team and ask questions like, how many you got to go or did you break this past weekend? I mean, I'm just kind of like, you know, I don't know. I mean, let's focus on this week and let's get it done so we can get this W and keep rolling.
Guys are one win away from bowl eligibility. Is it something now where you can feel, you can almost taste it?
Yeah, definitely. We can almost taste it. I mean, that's our goal that we set in the spring. And, I mean, we prepared ourselves well in the offseason and we just fighting. And, I mean, as long as you fight and give it your all and leave it out on the field on Saturday, I mean, it helps a lot.
How did the game change when Mackenzie got hurt? Because clearly Chris was having trouble.
I mean, the game changed a lot. I feel like Chris came in and did a great job of managing the offense. I mean, of course, he knows the offense well because he's been a star the past year and some this year. So I feel like he came in and did a great job of managing the game and helped us go down and score. It was tremendous to see him in the huddle and just to be confident that we were going to go down and score.
Earl, how much did the D help you guys out today, especially on a day when the offense turned the ball over a couple times?
I mean, the defense did a great job. I mean, we got a lot of athletes on the side of the ball. I mean, you got DJ Moore, Marcus Bull, John Gall. I mean, you just got players flying all around the ball on defense. And I mean, by them doing that, it just create turnovers and give us the ball back. And I mean, we really appreciate them because, I mean, they're some hard workers and they're going to give you their all when they're playing.
Earl, when you think about the fact that you got 212 catches, I think, or more, in a little over two seasons, when you think about where you can take that mark to?
Nah, I don't really think about it. I mean, I just go out and just be free and play. I mean, Coach Fisher always tells me to take it one game at a time, just play hard, don't worry about the season and everything, but work out for itself. So, I mean, I just go out and play hard and be free and just have fun.
Earl, what did it mean to have, I saw you run up and give a lot of hugs after that game. What did it mean to have those friends and family here to be able to share in the game?
I mean, it means a lot for my family to be here. I mean, they support me a lot. They always at my games. And just to see their faces out there each game, I mean, just give me great excitement to and be pleased that they drove all the way down here to see me. So, I mean, family means a lot to me.
Earl, you think you might get either a phone call or text message from Jay Cutler the next couple days?
I'm not sure. We'll see. I mean, Jay's a great guy, so I don't know. We'll see. I'll let y'all know if he does.